This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. As events kick off for the Tokyo Olympics, the head of the World Health Organization says that the venue should not be judged by the tally of COVID-19 cases that arise because zero risk is impossible. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the International Olympic Committee what matters more is how infections are handled. He wants Tokyo's success to be judged by how cases are identified, isolated, traced, and cared for as quickly as possible and onward transmission is interrupted. The number of games linked COVID-19 cases in Japan this month is now more than 79. More international athletes have tested positive at home and cannot travel. Prior to the events, Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the world needs to see that Japan can stage a safe Olympics. And the United States, as coronavirus cases rise, the health officials are looking squarely at the Delta variant and urging people to act fast. We get more details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The variant is surging, with CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky estimating it's now responsible for 83% of American COVID-19 cases.
In some parts of the country, the percentage is even higher.
Walensky says the vast majority of those with new cases are unvaccinated. In Miami, infectious disease expert Lillian Abbo says they're getting very sick. Very fast.
We were not seeing this in any of the other waves of the pandemic.
The advice here in Washington remains the same from the nation's top Democrat.
Get vaccinated.
To Congress's top Republican.
These shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible.
Mitch McConnell says the alternative is a return to the pain of last fall.
And this is VOA News. The most comprehensive research yet estimates that India's excess deaths during the coronavirus pandemic were staggering 10 times the official COVID-19 toll. Most experts believe India's official toll of 414,000 dead was a vast undercount, but the government has dismissed those concerns as exaggerated. A report released Tuesday estimates excess deaths to be 3.4 million to 4.7 million. Since the pandemic began through last month, it calculated its figures by comparing deaths to those in pre-pandemic years, considering the virus prevalence in the population, and using an existing economic survey. The report also estimated that India's initial virus surge last year killed many more people than reported, breeding complacency that set up conditions for the horrific surge earlier in the year. China has rejected an accusation by Washington and its Western allies that Beijing is to blame for a hack of the Microsoft Exchange email system. A foreign ministry spokesperson complained Tuesday that Chinese entities have been hurt by U.S. government cyber attacks. Spokesperson demanded Washington drop charges announced against four Chinese nationals accused of working with the Ministry of State Security to try to steal U.S. trade secrets, technology, and disease research. China on Wednesday upgraded its emergency response to floods from level 3 to level 2 as heavy downpours ravaged the central province of Henan, according to the Ministry of Emergency Management. Torrential rains have lashed the central, western, and northern regions of the Henan region since July 17th and continue to wreak havoc as of Tuesday afternoon. U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020. It's the largest one-year decline since World War II. That decrease for Black Americans and Hispanic Americans was even worse 3 years. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the calculations by 2020 early Wednesday. The drop is due mainly to the COVID-19 pandemic, which health officials say is responsible for close to 74% of the overall life expectancy decline. Killers other than COVID-19 played a role. Drug overdoses pushed life expectancy down, and rising homicides were a small but significant reason for the decline for Black Americans. And rockets hit the Afghan capital on Tuesday, landing near the presidential palace during prayers for the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha, according to officials and media. Three rockets landed outside the palace, an interior ministry spokesman said, adding that there were no immediate reports of injuries. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.